Welcome to Birkett Long's Lawcast. My name's Kelly Taylor, and today I'm joined by senior family lawyer Emma Brunning to talk about family law. Emma, if someone thinks their marriage is over, what should they do?
I think the first thing to think about is discussing it with your husband or wife. They may be feeling the same way. They may have proposals that will help keep the marriage together. Could marriage guidance work? If you do decide the marriage is definitely over, start gathering details about your finances, keep your bank statements and other financial paperwork. And think about going to see a solicitor really as soon as possible in order that you can discuss the way forward.
And if there are children involved, how should they tell them?
I think one of the most important things to do is make sure you tell the children together. You need to agree in advance what's going to be said to the children. You need to ensure that you reassure the children that you both love them, that that will not change and that it's not the children's fault.
At what point should someone obtain legal advice?
I don't think it's ever too soon to consider obtaining legal advice. That should help you plan the separation and any potential divorce.
If there is no one else involved and a couple are in no hurry to divorce, what are the advantages of obtaining a divorce now?
You can just separate without a divorce, and that shouldn't cause you any problems in the shorter term. However, if the separation is going to be a long-term arrangement, then obtaining a divorce will enable you to obtain a court order dealing with your financial issues. You can't sever your financial ties with your spouse without a court order within a divorce.
I understand that you can divorce because the marriage has irretrievably broken down. Is that right?
Partly. The grounds for divorce is that the marriage has broken down beyond repair because of one of five facts. So either your spouse has committed adultery, have behaved unreasonably, deserted you, you've lived apart for 2 years and you both agree to the divorce, or you've lived apart for 5 years.
And how long does it take to get divorced?
Generally, the quickest you can obtain a divorce would be about 4 to 6 months, but an average, including sorting out financial issues, is around 6 months to a year.
How will someone's rights relating to their children be affected?
Your legal responsibility to the children, known as parental responsibility, will not change, and children generally have a right to know both parents.
And how often will the children see each of their parents?
That depends on the needs of the children and the family circumstances. For some separating couples, children see one parent every other weekend and spend the rest of the time with their other parent. In other families, the children's time is split between their parents.
I understand that a court order dealing with separating finances is important, even when the couple have agreed. Why is this?
Without a court order, a couple's financial ties are not automatically severed within a divorce, and people can go back to their ex-spouse for more financial assistance later on. A court order gives certainty against that happening.
What will the judge have to consider when dividing their assets?
The needs of the children and the couple is the priority, but the court will also have to consider issues such as the length of the marriage and the couple's ages. The court will consider whether equal division is fair and whether equal division does meet everybody's needs.
If someone wants to find out more information about getting a divorce, who can they contact?
I would suggest their first port of call should be a specialist family law solicitor who will take them through their individual circumstances and give them a real feel for how all issues such as children and finances should be resolved within a divorce.
Thank you, Emma. You can find out more about Birkett Long and all of its services by visiting www.birkettlong.co.uk. Thank you for listening.